Hey, Bears fans, don't be fooled by the 0-2 record of this Pittsburgh Steelers team. They're a good group of guys, especially at home.
The Bears hit the road for the first time this season in a primetime affair between two storied franchises.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, I want to tap into your area of expertise, the offensive line. The Bears go on the road this week for the first time. Hostile environment, a lot of noise. They haven't had any pre-snap penalties so far. What's the big challenge going on the road, and how much are they going to have to adjust?
First of all, come out of the huddle with confidence. Understand your assignment under every circumstance. Once Roberto Garza, you start approaching the line of scrimmage, take control. You're going to have to get everybody in the right direction, but they will still try to confuse you, but have some patience. Come out of the huddle with confidence, and then just fall into your task and see what they try to do each and every pass rush opportunity.
I was watching the Monday night game between the Bengals and the Steelers, and I'm familiar, obviously, with Dick LeBeau and what he does with the Steelers. It's really interesting to see. A lot of times they won't have anybody in a three-point stance. They got guys walking around, milling around, standing around, and then they rush. How much of a challenge is that for the Bears offensive line, and what are they going to have to do, and is it really tough having two rookies
in? Well, the thing about it is they want to make sure they moved in a choreographed movement together. That means they're all retreating on the same plane. So no matter who, if you want to rush, a guy, one guy in a stance, two guys in a three, everybody's standing up. As long as the offensive line retreat together, there'll be a solid wall of protection. But the key is making sure you do it, and somehow you have the consistency and the timing of your snap count, whether you go to a silent count or you have the luxury of using a verbal count in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go out on a limb and predict that the Bears are not going to win if they turn the ball over four times again like they did last Sunday. What's the key, if it's simple at all to even explain, to eliminating those turnovers?
You know, the turnovers, when you look at them in the game, yeah, certainly Jay's got to be more protective when he tries to throw passes at length and the defensive back may be in a winning position. But the one that there was a fumble, it was just a simple mistiming of a really good offensive play. You know, it did result in a touchdown for Minnesota, but if it comes out in a positive direction, it might be a touchdown screen pass to the left to Matt Forte. So those little timing issues, they're very curable.
Let's look at the other side of the ball now, Tom. You have Ben Roethlisberger, who's a bigger guy than even you are, back there in the pocket. It's hard to bring him down. What's the key against him? Because I see a guy that escapes the pressure and he throws on the run as well as anybody.
He does, but he's not the great athlete when he's throwing on the run. So try to put him in a direction that he's the most uncomfortable. If you're a right-handed quarterback, you don't like to roll to your left and try to throw backwards. So what they need to do is they need to get some directional push on Big Ben. But then when you get a chance to hit him, be destructive. You got to bring him to the ground. His offensive line is going through some very challenging times right now. But again, Big Ben, there's a reason they call him Big Ben.
Tom, this week's Twitter question comes from Stephen Hanna. He wants to know, with few sacks in the first two games, should the Bears blitz more against the Steelers?
Blitz more? No, not necessarily. But be creative about the blitz opportunities you have. You talked earlier, Big Ben is an escapable big quarterback. But if you can get him on a move, that's when you create his deficiencies. So, no, I don't want to see him change their scheme because they haven't got sacks the first couple games. Just keep working harder. Work to the point where you are getting pressure with the front four. Continue the process of Henry Melton and Julius Peppers and Stephen Piatt. Continue on the process you're on.
Tom, it's time to make your case for a player you think is going to have a big impact in the game. Now, I know last week you picked Martellus Bennett. He didn't do a lot in the game, I know. Only two touchdowns for the first time in his career. So who are you picking this week?
Well, I'm kind of going off the grid. I'm going to go to Roberto Garza. The very complex defensive scheme of Dick LeBeau is going to make sure there's proper direction for a young, developing offensive line. So Roberto Garza, get everybody going in the right direction. Keep Jay on his feet.
I'm going to pick Matt Forte this week. There may not be a more versatile or all-around back in the NFL. He showed that last week by catching a career-high 11 passes in the victory. I think that Matt Forte is going to have another big game and be a big key to the offense in Pittsburgh. Tom, looking forward to a big primetime game this weekend in Pittsburgh. I know you'll be there. I'll be there as well. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us at ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG and Xerox Company.